The Tuesday, September 10th, 2024 meeting of the Derry Township Supervisors. Welcome to our young guests this evening. Our first order of business is just to let you all know that we met in executive session to discuss land, legal, and personnel issues, and that wrapped up at 7:05. Just a reminder that all of our meetings here in Derry Township are recorded for the purpose of creating accurate minutes. So if you're here this evening to say a few words, when you come up to the podium, please make sure that you state your name and your address before you're recognized so that we can make sure that we get everything correct when it goes into the minutes. So with that, if I could please ask everyone to rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, Mr. Christman, I guess before we get started, Mr. Abruzzo is still here. He just got called away. He was expecting to be here at this meeting and just couldn't make it in time. And since we had a really short agenda this evening, we figured the four of us could cover it for him. He will be back at the 24th meeting. So with that, Mr. Christman, if you wouldn't mind taking the role.
Certainly. Supervisor Zamuda?
Here.
Supervisor Corrado?
Here.
Supervisor Wyckoff?
Here.
And Supervisor Nutt?
Here.
There are four present, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you. And since we have so many young folks that are here, and we know it's a school night, and we're going to move our schedule around just a little bit so that we can make sure that we recognize our young readers before we get into the bulk of our meeting so that we can honor you, and then you guys can get home and do your homework or have dinner. So with that, I'm going to call on Mrs. Jacobine, who will lead us off and introduce us to the folks that are here tonight.
Thank you so much, Madam Chair. This summer, the Hershey Public Library's summer reading program saw over 252 children read 121,374 minutes. We enjoy recognizing our top readers each year as a way of celebrating the accomplishments of every child that took part in library activities this year. As Dr. Seuss said, the more that you read, the more things you will know, the more that you learn, the more places you'll go. That's written over the entrance of the library. In 2024, we are recognizing six of our top readers who are going places, four of which who are here tonight. So it is Matthew Christopher, RGV Kendall, Aria Kendall, Jameson Rabina, Jordan Rabina, Peter Ruggiero. Please join me in recognizing our top readers of 2024. Congratulations.
And Allison, do you want to bring them up so that they can get a photo so that Becky can put it in our... I would love to.
Let's see. So first up is Matthew Christopher. I think so.
This is on, right? Yep.
It's very faint. All right, so next up is RGB Kundell. And next up is Aria Kendall. And next up is Peter Ruggiero.
Thanks,
brag about it.
Yes.
And Karen, you can get up there and take a photo.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will send you these as well.
Now, families, you are welcome to stay for our meeting if you really want to, but you're also welcome to leave, so we'll give you a chance if you want to head out. Thank you all for being here tonight. Congratulations. Okay, moving on to our first order of business, and that is visitor and public comment. So if there's anyone here this evening that would like to offer a comment for the public record, you are welcome to come up to the podium, state your name and your address, and place your comments on the record. Okay, seeing as I don't see anybody moving forward at this moment, we will move on to our next order of business, which is our consent calendar. Those of you who are here this evening will notice that in the back of the room we have our calendar posted, and it has our perfunctory items that we can discuss as a board, each one of them, or take them all A, B, C, and D as one item. So I will defer to the will of the board if you'd like to take them all as one.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent calendar items A, B, C, and D.
Okay, thank you, Supervisor Zamuda. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, seconded by Supervisor Corrado. Any additional discussion or comment? All right, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the consent calendar is adopted. On our new business agenda this evening, we already did we recognized our amazing summer readers for 2024. And the only item other than that on new business is the consideration of resolution 2024 number 20, which Mr. Crispin will explain to us is the destruction and disposal of township records. So, Mr. Crispin.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As the board's aware, each year we are required to dispose of public records that are no longer worthy of really keeping around. They've exceeded their useful life for any auditing purposes. So before you this evening is resolution 2024 number 20. It's the disposition of public records, which is in accordance with Township of Derry Resolution 319 and the Municipal Records Act of 1968 as amended. They would include 7 years of financial documentation. So therefore, the finance office has proposed eliminating fiscal years 2016 and 17 are eligible to be shredded, which would include AP, AR records, payroll records, bank statements, receipts, check stubs, and month-end reports. If approved, these documents would be shredded at the township's advertised Shred It event on October 19th, 2024.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Crispin. Does anyone on the board have any questions or comments for Mr. Crispin on this agenda item? Okay, seeing that there are none, is there a motion?
I'll make a motion that the board approves resolution 2024 TAC number 20, disposition of public records in accordance with Township Derry Resolution 319 and the Municipal Records Act of 1968 as amended.
Okay, thank you, Supervisor Zamuda. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right, seconded by Supervisor Wyckoff. Any additional comments or discussion? All right, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? And with that, the resolution is passed. So that wraps up our new business for this evening, which leads us to our supervisor, board, and committee reports. So starting to my left, Supervisor Zamuda, do you have anything to report out this evening?
I didn't have a... No, thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay.
I did not have any meetings this past week, but the... The local paper, The Sun, had advertised in there that next weekend is going to be very, very busy in the township in case anybody is interested. And I'd like to ask Becky if she can put this in on our website. That's September 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Let's see what we got here. The Post Malone concert is on September 20th. You're talking 10 to 15 to 20,000 people for that. September 21st is going to be the busiest day. Tucker Carlson's going to be at the Giants Center in the afternoon, I think. PIAA Cross Country Invitational is going to be occurring in the fields out here. Beth Hart is going to be at the Hershey Theater, and something called the Maxwell Project is going to be at the Englewood, and that's all occurring on Saturday. And while all that's going on, Hershey Park is going to be open on the 20th, 21st, and 22nd. It's also Hershey Park in the dark. Just wanted to get that out there for everybody to be
so
aware.
So are you
of
saying we should take a vacation next weekend? We should make our way.
I think we should load up on supplies and stay
on
in the house. Yeah.
Like a hurricane's coming.
Yes. Yes.
Anything additional, Supervisor Smuda?
No, that's it. That's
okay.
It.
Thank you for that report. Supervisor Carrata, do you have a...
Nothing to report. Nothing to no report. Meeting since our last one.
Okay. Supervisor Wyckoff, anything?
No report. Thank you.
Okay. And I have no meetings or meetings to report out either. So with that, we'll move on to our departmental reports. So Chief Warner, do you have anything to report out for the police this evening?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have nothing for the next
Okay. Episode. Thank you. Mr. Sassman, anything from the fire department?
Just one thing. It's a friendly reminder. Soup cook-off will be September 28th, and that'll be 11 to 2 at the firehouse.
Oh, fantastic.
So it'll be a 18th annual event, and it's always a fun time. Great chefs. Good time to just come out.
I always wondered, like, how much, like, if you are a normal person that's coming to be an amateur, like, soup preparer, how much soup do you have to bring for that?
Well, some of them bring 4 to 5 crock pots, believe it or not. They just
okay.
Bringing them out as they need them.
They don't make it on site. They, like, make it off site and then bring it
correct.
To the firehouse.
Bring it in. It's always fun.
Okay.
So we got professional chefs and amateur chefs, and each compete in a category.
So. It's a lot of soup.
Yeah,
okay. Well, thank you for that.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. Public Works, Mr. Mowry.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just real briefly, on our departmental reports for months, we were saying that we were going to do some tree removals at the stormwater facility in Brookside Park. We finally got the matting and the air bridge to get across a swale. So we actually took care of that today, and a couple of hazardous trees came down in Shank Park. The tax office roof, I believe, is substantially completed today, probably just a little bit of cleanup that needs to be done. And I just wanted to add a little tidbit of information from a resident, Raymond Berbehen. He's a Derry Woods resident that is very passionate about eradication of invasive plant species in and around Shank Park and the Bullfrog Valley area. He would like us to know that bullfrogs have arrived back in the valley. Just this year, according to Raymond. He's a retired professor of botany, I believe. So I thought you
That's pretty cool. So they're along Bullfrog Valley Road now?
He's seen them or heard them, apparently.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I haven't fact-checked.
Yeah, that's true.
But apparently it's not a misnomer anymore. We do have bullfrogs in Bullfrog Valley.
Wonderful. Thank you for the update. And Parks and Rec, Ms. Walker.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We have officially transitioned into fall at the community center. So we are now, outdoor pool is closed. We are under our fall hours, which are posted on the website under Parks and Recreation. We've also been able to expand our slide hours going into the fall. So Fridays, 4 to 7 p.m., the slide will be open indoors. We also have swim lesson registration coming up, so members and residents on Tuesday, September 24th at 9 a.m. can officially register for their fall lessons, and then non-residents will be able to register the following day, Wednesday, September 25th at 9 a.m. In addition to some of the aquatic changes, we have a lot of program offerings for the fall, everything from karate, tennis, yoga, theater, and some new fitness classes that are on the schedules as well.
Oh, that sounds great. Thank you. Mrs. Jacobine from the library.
Thank you. So we have a teen zine coming up on Thursday, September 17th at 3 p.m. We invite teens in grades 7 through 12 to come work on our new library zine. And then we're actually having a class on art history of ancient Mesopotamia in Egypt that starts on Thursday, September 18th. And it meets, Wednesday, September 18th, I think. And it meets for 4 Wednesday evenings. That's the motto.
Just a quick note to mention that last week, Derry Township staff and I had attended a meeting with PennDOT. They're in the preliminary stages of a roadway improvement project or safety and congestion improvement project along Middletown Road, really from the Vine Street interchange all the way up towards just into Hummelstown. Nothing has been identified in terms of specific improvements at this point. They're still kind of in the preliminary fact-finding stage. But did mention that they'd be rolling into some public engagement and probably would likely be here at a meeting or a special meeting probably the spring of next year. So still a little ways away. It's overall roughly a four-year design permitting schedule with construction wouldn't be till 2028 or 2029. So long-term planning, but kind of in the infancy of the project, and so at least wanted to give a heads up that they had reached out to us and soliciting input on what the some of the concerns were.
Great. No. So they will actually come and answer questions from all of us about what's coming.
That's correct. Again, I don't know if that'll be specifically at a board meeting or if that might be a special meeting separately, but that they may hold. But thank you. That something's in the work, right? Exactly. And again, likely spring time frame is what they estimate for that.
You're heading for a record, and I'm staying out of your way.
I'll do Mr. the same. Jackson, no report this
no
evening.
Report. Okay, Mr. Christman.
I just have one item, Madam Chair. As you will recall, at the last board meeting, the board did approve the Halloween parade. I think it was the last meeting or the meeting before. There's a conflict on that particular date with an event that's at the Hershey Theater that evening, which I think was originally October 16th. We're looking to reschedule the Halloween parade to October 24th so that all of the traffic concerns can be accommodated equally. None of the, there will be no changes to the route. There will be no changes to the timing, just the date. So it'll go from October 16th to October 24th, if I said that right. There you go.
Sounds great, and we'll get that out to the community ASAP.
Yes. Yeah.
I know people plan like activities around that. I know, I think Carter and I both got asked, like, you know, to try to, they were trying to schedule like field hockey events and stuff like that. So everybody tries to avoid the Halloween parade.
Yes, yeah, we'll get it out to all of our volunteers. The police department has been great. Jenna's been great with helping with navigating this as well. The form, we'll update that as soon as possible. Now that everyone knows, we'll make sure all of the things are updated, push it on social media more as well so that everyone has the new revised date.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so that actually wraps up our departmental reports for this evening, which brings us to our next opportunity for residents who are here to place comments on the public record. So if anyone who is here this evening would like to put comments on the record, you're welcome to come up to the podium and do so.